Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of how to put on the armor of God. We've been looking at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 and following, where it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, we see the fact that this is written to all Christians, brethren, and we've been commanded and are responsible to be strong in the Lord. This term, to be strong in the Lord, means to be inwardly empowering yourself, and it comes through the Word of God written in your heart and written in your mind. We're also to be commanded to be strong or inwardly empowered in the power of his might. This word power is kratos, meaning a manifested power, and the word might is ischus, meaning a mighty prevailing force. So we're commanded to continually be releasing the manifested power of God through his mighty prevailing force. Now, this is accomplished through putting on the whole armor of God. And we talked about the putting on of the armor. This is a spiritual armor to be used against a spiritual enemy. And when we talk about putting on the armor, it's all the weapons in the armor that are necessary for the believer to be armed for spiritual war. Now, this putting on of the armor is a command to be carried out by the believer. We mentioned the fact that it is a process through the Word of God. As the Word of God is being put and written in one's heart and mind, this process of the putting and writing of the Word in your mind, little by little, through progressive knowledge of the Word of God, is going to put the armor of God on. And this armor is to stay on because the Word is to abide in you continuously. And it will stay on if you don't let the devil take it out by taking the Word out of your heart if you fall in the time of temptation. Now, the result of having put on the whole armor of God is that you will have continual spiritual power to actively stand against the wiles, tricks, strategies, the temptations, all of his crafty methods, deceptive devices of the devil. Now in verse 12 it goes on to say, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." With the whole armor of God on, the believer is going to contend in warfare and struggling for the mastery against the devil and all of his evil spirits that are operating in the heavenlies or on earth. And we are going to release God's mighty force to prevail over them. Then it goes on in verse 13 and says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." The word "take" means literally a self-prompted taking up of, taking hold of it, that you may have the power to stand against the enemy in the evil day. And the evil day is the day that the enemy shows up and comes against you. And having done all, having fully accomplished all that means of putting on the whole armor of God, then you'll be able to actively stand. And then it goes on in verse 14 and says, "Stand therefore," and it starts to talk about the specific parts of the armor. We've talked about some of these parts of the armor. The first part is having your loins girt about with the truth. Girt means to gird all around. The truth is the Word of God. So this part of the armor is called the belt of truth. Remember, we pointed out from the Old Testament how people were girded with things for battle. In 2 Samuel 22:40, it says, "Thou hast girded me with strength to battle." In Deuteronomy 1:41, it says, "He girded on every man his weapons of war." And then in Psalm 65:6, it says, "being girded with power." We saw in the New Testament, in Luke 12:35, that "let your loins be girded about and your lights burning." And in 1 Peter 1:13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." So this speaks of the fact that we're to be girded with strength to battle, a girding of the weapons of war, a girding with power. And when it speaks about the loins, that's the area of the genitals regarded as the seat of strength and generative or procreative power. From the loins, new life is brought into being. And in the Word of God, we're going to speak forth God's Word and bring the promises into being to release them to come forth. So this particular part of the armor, having our loins girt about with the truth, speaks of the Word abiding abiding in us, which produces strength, power, and spiritual weapons, and light, that will bring forth the manifestation of God's power and life being birthed into being as we speak and act upon the Word of God. The second part of the armor is having on the breastplate of righteousness. The verb having on literally means having put on. It's the Greek root word enduo, which means to put on or to clothe. This particular verb is in the middle voice, which means it's our responsibility to put it on for our benefit. And a breastplate covers the heart. So this speaks of God's word of righteousness in your heart and keeping it there. In Isaiah 59:17, it speaks of righteousness put on as a breastplate for the intercessor in battle in repaying fury to God's enemies. In verse 17, it says he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he was put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. And then in Romans 10:10, the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So this speaks of the word of righteousness in our heart. Righteousness refers to a standing with God, but also a right fellowship with him as we do righteousness, and the obtaining of our spiritual rights that belong to us in Christ, which are the promises of God, as we possess them with our faith. And this verse is talking about believing in our heart unto righteousness through the word of righteousness in us, and then releasing our faith as we speak forth or confess the word, producing our salvation. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, we saw that we're to put on the breastplate of faith and love. Faith and love are part of the breastplate. The word of faith in our heart, we believe in the righteousness, and then the word of love in our heart causes us to walk in righteous fellowship with the Lord. As we believe and act on the word of faith in our heart, we continue to walk in line with the word of righteousness and love, will maintain righteous fellowship with God, and thus keeping the word in our heart results in having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And remember in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it talks about guarding your heart with all diligence. So we need to guard our heart so it only has the word of righteousness in it. The third piece of the armor is our feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. The word shod is hupodeo, which means to bind under. The Greek word for preparation is a word that means internal preparation or readiness. Now, with our feet, we walk step by step. So our steps are to be bound under with the gospel, the good news of the Word of God, for having a firm footing and foundation in our life. So this piece of the armor speaks of the Word of God within us that causes us to be internally prepared, ready to walk step by step in life with a firm footing and foundation that will result in us walking in the way of peace. And how does this come? Through studying, meditating, and thinking upon the Word so it's abiding in us. In Luke 1:79, it talks about giving them light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the light is the Word of God that's going to guide our feet step by step into the way that's going to bring peace through that Word that we have studied upon, meditated, and thought upon so that it is our guide to lead us into the way of peace. Now the fourth part of the armor that we're going to move into today is in verse 16 where it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The Greek word for taking is lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. The Greek word for shield is a word which means a very large shield that would protect every part of the soldier, not some little small shield that you'd hold in your hand, but a very large shield. The word able comes from dunamis, which means power, and the word quench means to extinguish, and the fiery darts are all the burning destructive arrows or missiles that are thrown at the person by the devil. So as the believer takes hold of the shield of faith, he has the power to extinguish and quench every dart or destructive attack thrown at him by the devil. It declares this shield is a shield of faith, so the shield's going to be held up through our faith. How does our faith operate? 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So this scripture shows the spirit of faith that we have is released by believing and speaking. So what are we going to speak to stop the fiery darts of the devil? It's going to be the word of God. That's what Jesus did to overcome Satan's attacks against him. In Matthew chapter 4, we see Jesus speaking the word of God, which was the righteous answer to the temptations that came against him. In the one temptation, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, in verse 4. And then in verse 7, he said, it's written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then in verse 10, he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So Jesus overcame the devil's temptations by speaking the word of God. As he continued to speak the word of God steadfastly against every temptation, then the devil left him. That's what you and I must do. So the shield of faith is taking hold of and holding up the word of God, speaking the word of God against the attack of the devil to extinguish his fiery darts. Another application of the shield of faith is casting down imaginations and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, the Bible says that we're to cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we're to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and we're to be ready to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Remember that we use spiritual weapons to overcome the enemy. And through these spiritual weapons, we're going to cast down the imaginations, which means mental reasonings, and every high thing that the enemy would bring against the believer. These mental reasonings, or high things from the devil that try to exalt or raise itself in estimation to the believer against the knowledge of God, through the weapon of the Word of God, we're going to cast down these mental reasonings and high things that have come from the enemy. We also bring into captivity every thought from the devil, it's contrary to the word of God, into the obedience of Christ. So having the word in us, we're ready to revenge all disobedient mental reasonings, high things, or evil thoughts which the devil brings against us. This revenging of disobedience is accomplished when we fulfill the obedience of casting down the mental reasonings and taking the thoughts captive into obedience to the word of God. Further understanding is gained when we look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 13, 16, 19, and 22. Verse 13 says, "Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." So it's talking about yielding our members as instruments. The word instruments used twice here is the Greek word hoplon, which is translated armor for armor of light in Romans 13:12. It's also translated armor of righteousness in 2 Corinthians 6:7. And it's translated weapons, the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, in 2 Corinthians 10:4. Our members are our faculties, such as our mind, our tongue, eyes, ears, feet, hands. We must yield our members as instruments or weapons of righteousness instead of yielding them as unrighteousness. Now verse 16 goes on to say, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." If we yield our members as instruments or weapons of unrighteousness, we sin. But if we yield our members as instruments or weapons of righteousness, we are servants of righteousness, and therefore servants of God. Then in verse 19 it says that as we yield our members servants to righteousness unto holiness, it produces holiness. And then in verse 22 it says, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." That shows us the fact that the yielding of our members as servants of righteousness will bring forth fruit unto holiness, and then the life of God will be manifest in us. So our members are actually instruments or weapons that can be yielded to the devil and used for destruction, or they can be yielded to God and used to bring forth holiness in the life of God. We must make sure that we only yield our members, our mind, our tongue, our eyes, our ears, our feet, our hands, anything that we'd have contact with. We're supposed to yield those to the armor of the Word of God. So as you hold up the shield of faith with the Word of God, you are going to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and you will be continually protected from the enemy through the Word of God. We've talked about four pieces of the armor. We're going to continue on the armor of God in the next broadcast.
To get my book on how to put on the armor of God, available for $3 postage paid, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.